Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
This is one thing that is interesting for the standpoint of, we did see a game this past week where the Dolphins defense played a lot of snaps. So how important do you think it is that this be the game really where the running game breaks out a little bit and controls the ball a little bit more? Because, you know, this Dolphins defense so far has definitely showed themselves to be great at getting pressure, great at coming up with the key turnover. But they are a little bit bend, don't break. They will let drives go long. And so how important do you think it is that the Dolphins go about this and get maybe a more impressive game from Mostert or Edmonds or somebody just to keep these drives going a little bit? Because we still really haven't seen that run game be probably what we thought it would be. There's still a lot of the same struggles from last year. Even though I think they're more capable in some certain key spots, we haven't had those drives that have just kept going and going and going.
Yeah, I mean, other than when you think of the run game, other than late in that Ravens game to set up the game-winning touchdown pass to Waddle, I think it was Edmonds who had the big run to put them into the red zone. Other than that, like, you can't really point to another influential run this season, right? Like, something that really mattered. I think you're right. I think they've been better than we've seen in the past. But, like, when you think of guys like Kalen Ballage, you know, like, you're setting the bar real low there. Right. To overcome it. But isn't it weird, Tobin? Like, to me, it's been one of the weirdest parts of this season, other than starting 3-0, other than taking out Belichick, Harbaugh, and McDermott and beating the Bills in the way that they did it by having a third less plays in the game. It's been kind of the lack of run game. And we all kind of thought McDaniel was going to come in here, and that was going to be, I don't want to say the key to the offense, but a focal point, certainly.
Well, and we get to that point, too, where it hasn't been. And then the thing you think to that, you know, we're all laughing about it right now, which you should. A dude gets a football punted into his ass. That's funny, especially when you win. But what was a little bit concerning about it is you're up against that spot where you are at the goal line and you really didn't feel like you got any push. And they've had a couple of situations. I think Ingold has shown an ability on those direct snaps to kind of push the line a little bit. But when you're in those spots of, like, you know, on the goal line, backed up like that, you really do need a couple runs to give Tua some breathing room. And he's also not the most physically imposing guy to push the line himself. In fact, that's where apparently the ankle injury came from, was on the QB keeper. So I think that's what I find concerning is, like, if they really do need to push, even Zonk was laughing about this. He's a pitiful blind push, even if it was a great win. And, you know, I think people will look at that and say, oh, enough, just give the ball to Waddle and Tyreek. But I do find it a little concerning that we're in this spot now where if the Dolphins truly need a couple of yards, do you feel good about it? I feel better almost at the Dolphins in 3rd and 22 than I do at 3rd and 2.
And what's been able to mask their, I don't want to say inability to convert on third down because it hasn't been bad, but Tobin, we're seeing a lot of what we've seen over the past couple of years, those 3rd and 1s, 3rd and 2s, and they don't get it. And what's been masking that issue is that the Dolphins on 1st and 10 had been one of the more efficient offenses, not only being able to pick up the first 7 or 8 yards, but even I saw some, I should have written it down, a chart where the Dolphins are at the top of the league in converting on 1st and 10, converting a first down. which is insane. Like, that's something we've never seen before. The same way we've never seen them convert third and longs. It just didn't happen. You'd run a draw play with Adam Gase. So it's a lot of new optics we're seeing here with this offense, where it's almost hard to fathom that it's a Miami Dolphins offense that's converting these plays. But I'm with you, man. Like, to me, it's less about the yardage at the end of the game, and it's more about key runs in certain situations of the game. It's third and two. You have to be able to extend those drives. You just have to, because if not, you're killing your defense. Saw it in the second half against the Patriots. I know that was three games ago, but there were a lot of situations where the Dolphins, if they were able to just get those extra 2-3 yards, it would have set them up or set their defense, let their defense rest and keep those drives going.
Yeah, because the Dolphins' defense isn't going to change its identity. They are going to be who they are. They are going to be, I think, a team that does let drives go a little bit longer because they do like to take those home run cuts. They do like to send blitzes, and any decent quarterback, and they faced a lot of them early on between Lamar, Josh, and now Boothrow, is going to, you know, can take advantage of those blitzes at certain times. And I think that keeps those drives going and keeps them out there. Now, the conditions won't be as hellacious, certainly, with playing in 50-degree football weather or 45-degree weather, but it is a quick turnaround, you know, and so you don't, and we're in week four, so you don't want to keep going to this situation where it's like, by the time we get to the second half of the season, these guys are completely toast. So I do think it's an important thing. You know, I think that right now this is masked because, you know, the Dolphins and Tua and the receivers have shown, hey, you really can put us in any spot and we'll come through with the home run ball when we need to, which is great. I don't think people expected that. I think people probably thought the opposite, that this was going to be Mike McDaniel coming in here, scheming a way to get a run game going, a lot of yak, a lot of spread the football. And that's been the case certainly in the passing game with the short passes, but that run game hasn't gotten going yet. Thankfully, this the Dolphins' big playability, I think, has come along a lot faster than people thought it would.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, and their I guess, chemistry between Tua and Tyreek, and then their ability to just get Waddle into open spaces. Like, man, I wasn't expecting it to look this good this quickly. And I guess a lot of the running game, it also, it's less, how can I put it? It's less concerning when you can just throw the ball to Tyreek Hill on first and 10. And it's fine. You know, that works too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And especially, like, you look back at the Ravens game where they targeted Waddle 19 times. I'm cool with that. Like, if we want to, we don't, you know, as, you know, McDaniel's genius move can be, I'm just going to give my fastest guys the football all the time. Yeah. I'm cool with that. I do think that this is something that may have to get established.